KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 38 degrees. We look for increasing cloudiness today with a chance of showers late, a high around 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, Atlantic firefighters were called to the scene of a structure fire southeast of town. At around 7:11 p.m. Monday, a passing motorist saw what appeared to be a large shed on fire at 64651 Jackson Road and reported it. Firefighter Inspector Wayne Brosum said late Monday evening it wasn't clear what caused the fire, which began to spread to an adjacent field and grassy area and necessitated the call for additional grass units. A person who rents the land mentioned there was no power hooked up to the structure. It appeared the property, which also included the foundation of a former house or an earth berm-style home, was vacant. Crews were on the scene for a little more than an hour. The incident remains under investigation. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports the traffic stop on March 31st at around 8:25 p.m. in Greenfield resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. 37-year-old Marco Antonio Gonzalez Batista of Omaha was pulled over for speeding 44 in a 25 zone. Authorities say he pulled his Ford Edge SUV partially off the road and stopped momentarily near Southwest Mills Extension and Highway 92. As a Greenfield police officer was about to approach the vehicle, Gonzalez Batista pulled away and was pursued for about 15 miles before he stopped the SUV again. During the course of the pursuit, Gonzalez Batista drove in excess of 90 miles per hour in a 55 zone, could not maintain his lane, and passed several pedestrian vehicles. He was finally apprehended in Messina. Gonzalez Batista admitted to having methamphetamine in the vehicle hidden under the stereo. The substance also tested positive for meth. He was charged with eluding 25 over the speed limit, possession of meth, reckless driving, and speeding 20 plus miles per hour in a 55 zone. Gonzalez Batista was also cited for failure to have a valid license. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond and on a detainer from ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The sheriff says also that on April 5th, 48-year-old Scotty Lee Coe of Stewart was arrested by Greenfield police for driving while barred and a citation for operating a non-registered vehicle. Coe had his cash or surety bond set at $2,000. The Iowa Farm Bureau is offering free informational meetings to help Iowans navigate their options in the new 2018 Farm Bill. Farmers should attend to gain a better understanding of the programs and the risk management they offer over the next 5 years. The meetings are about an hour in length, and copies of the visuals are being provided. The topics will include higher marketing loan rates, price loss coverage, and agricultural risk coverage improvements, ARC or PLC election flexibility, and base yield updating. The meeting in Griswold begins at 10 a.m. this Thursday, April 11th, at the Griswold Community Center, and at 2 p.m. Thursday at the Glenn Miller Birthplace in Clarinda. Space is limited, so register today for more information on the program. Pre-registrations are encouraged at the link under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com and Ag page. To help organizers plan for workshop, the registrations will be taken at the door as space allows. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley will hold town meetings in Cass County on April 16th, Carroll County April 17th, and Buchanan County on April 23rd as part of his annual 99-county meetings. The Cass County Town Hall meeting will take place from 9:45 to 10:45 a.m. on Tuesday, April 16th, at the Cass County Courthouse. The Carroll County Museum will be held April 17th from 1:30 until 2:30 p.m. at the New Hope Village Gymnasium in Carroll. Grassley is in his 39th year of holding meetings in every one of Iowa's 99 counties. He's held at least one meeting in every county every year since he was first elected to serve in the U.S. Senate. He takes questions and answers on any subjects that is raised during those meetings. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet in a regular session this morning at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the courthouse in Atlantic. On their agenda is a canvas of last Tuesday's special school bond vote, which passed 736 to 383. The board will also receive a quarterly report from the Cass County Conservation Director and act on a couple of DOT agreements. In the funeral announcements, Oren Plagman, age 82, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Oren Plagman will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Deborah Cross, age 63, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Deborah Cross will be Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marion Pedersen, age 92, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Marion Pedersen will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joyce Hansen, age 85, of Bagley, died Friday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Joyce Hansen will be Thursday at 3 o'clock at the Church of the Brethren in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Phyllis Monahan, age 76, of Harlan, died April 3rd. A massive Christian burial for Phyllis Monahan will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alvita Allie Groenwald, age 81, of Atlantic, died March 31st. Memorial services for Allie Groenwald will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Norma Henningsen, age 79, of Council Bluffs, a native of Casey, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Norma Henningsen will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Cutler O'Neill Meyer and Woodring Funeral Home, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs. Lorraine Nichols, age 93, of the Cumberland and Creston areas, died Saturday in Kansas City. Funeral services for Lorraine Nichols will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Creston. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has the arrangements. June Holiday, age 82, of Atlantic, died November 16th. A Celebration of Life memorial service for June Holiday will be at noon on Saturday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Betty Specht, age 77, of Westphalia, died April 4th in Harlan. Services for Betty Specht will be held at a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Frank Reyna, age 79, of Walnut, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. No services are planned for Frank Reyna. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.